Participants and second-hand sources differ on casualties. Anywhere from 27 to 100 Tories were killed, most say around 40, and 60 to 90 were wounded. Among Patriots, 4 to 50 were killed, most say 25, and again 90 wounded. The entire area was dotted with the dead and wounded afterward. Quakers from the area gathered to take care of them. Also coming to help was a loyalist, Dr. John Pyle, whose unit was destroyed in a February skirmish known as Pyle's Defeat or Massacre. He lived 3 miles south of the mill, somewhere east of Lindley's Mill Road, just across the modern Chatham County line. He came to treat the wounded on both sides, which earned him back some respect from local patriots. With Fanning down and Butler's army intact, Fanning and his officers decided their army would take the prisoners directly to the British authorities in Wilmington instead of Cox's Mill. From the ambush site where you were standing, they continued toward Lindley's Mill, turned left, probably just before the modern bridge, forded Cane Creek, and marched south. Fanning was among those left behind. He remained hidden in the area for 4 days until he was able to travel back to his home to recover. Lindley's Mill Road was also the route the British Army of Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis took when withdrawing from the Battle of Guilford Courthouse toward Cross Creek, today's Fayetteville, 7 months earlier. It was coming from a stop at Cane Creek Meeting House to the west along Greensboro-Chapel Hill Road, to the left if looking up Lindley's Mill Road.